from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, guess what? Betting on the 2024 election will be legal. A federal appeals court made the ruling going against the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The government agency argued that allowing betting could undermine election integrity. It asked the court to block the prediction exchange platform Kalshi from offering bets on which party will control each house of Congress, but the ruling was made. How can New Jersey Transit double trains for peak travel? That's the main focus of a study just released.
The engineering feasibility study looked at concepts to double capacity at New York Penn Station to 48 trains each peak hour without expanding the station's footprint. One idea was to add 10 new tracks beneath the existing site. Another would involve complete demolition of tracks before rebuilding, while another was for limited track and platform reconfiguration. Amtrak, MTA, and New Jersey Transit say experts found none of the ideas would double capacity, so they need to explore new options. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A North Jersey teacher was attacked in school by another teacher's husband.
The Paterson School District says the husband had a knife and got past security at School 18 last Thursday afternoon around 4:45 p.m. after dismissal. He went to the male teacher, punched him in the face, and then threatened him with the knife. Police have not named the attacker or announced any charges. The district's head of security says it could have been much worse, and he'll remind school security about the importance of following safety protocols. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the New Jerseyans are banding together to help the victims of Hurricane Helene. The owner of Toms River-based Cody Construction is teaming up with New Jersey Aero Club and the Surf City Volunteer Fire Company No. 1 to work together and collect to send donations to victims in North and South Carolina. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And can we count on more sun tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for tonight, mainly clear. Watch for some areas of late night fog, lows generally in the low to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, some patchy fog to start could be enough to slow down the morning commute in spots. Otherwise, partly sunny and pleasant by the afternoon, highs in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night turning out mostly cloudy. Watch for a shower in spots, a low near 60. Saturday pleasant, clouds breaking for some sunshine, highs from the mid to upper 70s. Still pleasant for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs generally in the low to mid 70s. And meteorologist Matt Benz.
All right, what are we looking at right now? 65 degrees in Clark, 63 degrees in Middletown, 65 degrees Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.